This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends.
77 WABC.
Sammy Hagar's Van Halen, 854. You're kind of rainy here Wednesday morning. My two favorite politicians in my lifetime, I was just 57, are Rudy Giuliani and Peter King here in New York. And here he is for his every Wednesday visit, the great Congressman Peter King. Pete, good Wednesday morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine, except I'm a little tired. My crazy son Sean texted me in the middle of the night to say the Rangers won in quadruple overtime.
I got the same thing. Joseph Tacopina texted me at 12:30.
Right.
I mean, and I got to be up at 3. Yeah, I know. But it's exciting. I mean, you're an Islander fan. Is Sean a Ranger fan or an Islander fan?
He's actually a Flyer fan, believe it or not. But he's a hockey fan. He loves the Philadelphia Flyers. Don't ask me why. When he has time off, he'll drive to Philadelphia to watch the Flyers practice. I mean,
wow.
How crazy he is. Yeah.
Wow. I guess for him, it was the Eric Lindros years? Is that what?
I don't know. He goes back. He just loves it. He's had posters of them. He talks about all the different Flyers over the years, Bobby Clark, everything else. So I don't know. I gave up a long time ago trying to figure him out with his music and his hockey. Yeah. You know, what can I tell you?
You sound like my late father. He also gave up a long time ago. But I tell you what, Peter, you and I talk about all the issues all the time, both here domestically and, of course, abroad, whether it's Ukraine or Israel or Russia or China. But you'd have to admit, as a really great sports guy, which you are, a man that signed the lease, which enabled the Islanders to win 4 Stanley Cups out there at the Nassau Coliseum, diehard Met fan, all of that, that one of the real bright spots, maybe the only bright spot in Manhattan right now, is the place that has both the Knicks and the Rangers as their tenants, Madison Square Garden.
Well, I am an Islander fan. Having said that, I grew up watching the Rangers. I have nothing against the Rangers. I'm rooting for them all the way. Now, I don't want to be the downer on this one. I don't watch the NBA. I stopped watching it 4 years ago after George Floyd and the way they stole out and went against the cops. But again, I don't want to put a downer on other fans. I just can't bring myself to watch it. But the Rangers, I'm with it all, with them all the way. I think they a great organization, great players. And, different guys you have back. Ron Duguay, I met him once in an event, but I listened to him all the time. He's a great guy. I met Sarah Palin a number of times, great woman. And but going back to all the Rangers over the years, going back to the days of Gump Worsley, Andy Bathgate, Dean Prentice, we can go through all of them. And then, of course, the 1994 team, and they were just great. I mean, absolutely. So it's a great franchise. It's a story tradition. Reminds me a lot of the New York Football Giants, that type of thing, a real story tradition in New York. I used to go to the old Garden. I think for 50 cents we could get into the top section. Then it held like, I guess, 16,000 for hockey. And we'd stand on the seats and on the back row behind the net. It was great.
That does sound great. Well, let's do this. Let's put Peter on a quick hold for a second. A little sports talk there is always good to get us warmed up. Then we'll get to the serious stuff. So keep it right here. Peter King, Janine Pirro, and Missouri Congressman Mark Alford, all still with me. Peter King coming back right after this.
Is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends.
77 WABC.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend, too.
the late, great Tom Petty, Free Fallin', 902, New York City. Wednesday morning, back with the great Peter King. You know, Peter, the mayor is on his way to Italy tomorrow. For some reason, my own radio station put out a tweet yesterday. The mayor is on his way to Italy like it was celebrating. I mean, the city is a mess. I know he says it's not. We're on the way back. Three people on this show said that yesterday. Him, Arthur Idala, and John Schell. And they're all lying. It's not on the way back. It's a mess. But we just had a college, a university cancel graduation. Two nights ago, my 20-year-old daughter couldn't get home to Queens from New York because pro-Palestinian protesters were terrorizing all of New York City. The illegals are still all over the streets, and veterans and homeless. I mean, what is he talking about? How could he possibly make a real argument for going to Italy now and the city is back? What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're missing very much at all. Listen, I have a great regard for Chief Schell. In fact, I was talking with him at the police officer's funeral out in Massapequa last month. He's a great guy. I think, again, does a great job with the NYPD. The reality is, even though the city may be better than it was a year or two ago, the fact is it's nowhere near where it was back in 2019. We're still giving off the George Floyd numbers. Its crime is out of control. Again, the city is unsafe. And these demonstrations, they have to be quashed. They have to be put down early on. And the fact that it's breaking out all over the city shows that no matter how good a job the NYPD is going to do, these animals know if they get locked up, they're out in an hour. You know, they get an appearance ticket, they're out. So there's no fear. So they can cause these demonstrations everywhere and anywhere, terrorize people. I mean, you know, what they did in Central Park, the other man was absolutely disgraceful. But again, what your daughter went through, I hear that from so many people. You never know when this is going to happen. And the reason for it is there's no consequences. I mean, if there's 30 cops there and they lock them all up, what does it mean? Before the cop gets back to the station house, these animals are back out in the street. So it's wrong, and we have to get better control. The courts have to do a better job. The DAs have to do a better job, and people have to stand behind the cops. But I think it would be better if people came forward in the police department, in the mayor's office, and said, listen, it's a bad situation. It's gotten slightly better, but it's still bad, and we shouldn't have to put up with this, and we're going to do all we can and put the heat on the DAs, put the heat on the courts, put the heat on the state legislature. Go after the governor for not changing these laws. We can't all be shaking hands and loving each other when there's nothing to love right now.
Agreed. And I tell you, yesterday, Pete, I saw the story where Eric Adams had to talk to Rikers because, you know, Judge Mershon keeps threatening our friend Trump, I'm going to put him in jail. So Adams, you know, did his due diligence and found out whether or not they could actually put him there. But how embarrassing is it for the mayor of this city when right outside my window right here on 3rd Avenue right now, there's probably a very good chance that there's somebody walking down the street with 20 priors, maybe something as violent as rape or attempted murder. That guy's walking the streets, but the mayor, Eric Adams, is asking Rikers about imprisoning Donald Trump. Again, you know, how does that make any sense?
It makes none. And, you know, people are going to look back on this and say, the city's falling apart, the country's falling apart, the world is falling apart, and the President of the United States is being tried on an alleged sexual affair from almost 20 years ago where there was nobody hurt, nobody, no harm done, everything was consequential, consensual, even if it happened. This is absolutely insane. But it's also a disgrace, you know, to the legal system. I haven't practiced law in a while, but I know enough about it that this judge is disgracing himself, disgracing the court system. The DA is an absolute disgrace. And yesterday, to allow that testimony in, the only hope I have is this could really blow up in the DA's face, blow up in the Democrats' face. And again, I go back to when Bill Clinton, when there was overkill. Yeah, Bill Clinton was going to be impeached. He was going to be removed. It was horrible. But the more that came out of the tawdry stuff, the more people went over to the President Clinton's side.
Yeah.
I remember watching that when they showed the replay of his grand jury testimony. And at the beginning, I'd say the phone calls, that was really before social media. The phone calls were coming in 90% against Clinton. By the time it was over, they were 90% for him. How could you do this to the President of the United States? Nobody wants to see or hear this stuff. And I think that hopefully will be the reaction to what happened yesterday. That was low life. I don't know who's more of a low life, Stormy Daniels or Alvin Bragg.
Well said, the boatload lives. And if you did like what you saw yesterday, which any decent person couldn't, get ready for part two tomorrow. He's off today. There's no court for Trump today, but he's back in court tomorrow. And Stormy Daniels will be testifying again. Final 60 seconds, Peter. Not only were you a great congressman out on Long Island, but you did a great job on a federal level, Homeland Security. You still are, by the way, going out to Washington every couple of months and reminding people that the terrorist threat here in the States is a real threat. But when you see the President of the United States make a speech one day at a Holocaust remembrance, how much he loves and respects the Jews, but on that same day you find out that this president said, nah, we're not going to ship you arms when they're in the war for their lives. What does that tell you about President Biden?
And totally hypocritical. Is that it? But totally blind, morally blind, politically blind, diplomatically blind. And, you know, the fact that he made that speech, yeah, it was a great speech. But it wouldn't have even gotten the publicity if he made it earlier on. Every president should make that speech every day of the week, not wait 7 months after the horrible attack of October 6th. I mean, October 7th. It was just absolutely indefensible. He waited so long to give that speech. But Israel has to get the weapons it needs. Israel has to survive. There's no equivalency here between Hamas and Israel. Israel has to win. And to win, they have to destroy Hamas. Otherwise, you're going to have more hostages, more people killed, and we're back here again 2 or 3 years ago. If you want to end this, if you want to have peace, if you want to have justice, let Israel destroy Hamas and get out of the way.
Well said, as always, Pete King. You're my man. I love you. Great, great spot. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'll see you and do it again very, very soon, Peter. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks.
All right. That's my man, Pete King, right there, the great congressman out of Long Island. He's great every Wednesday. That's a big deal for us. That we get Peter King every week. It really is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.